Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. A Huron County man is facing multiple felony charges following a high-speed police pursuit. Peter James McMullen III was arraigned in district court on counts of third-degree fleeing and eluding and operating while intoxicated, his fifth such offense. Prosecutors allege that McMullen led officers on a 90-mile-per-hour chase on July 23rd, which ended at his residence in Ubley. Represented by defense attorney Martin Perzondek, McMullen appeared before the court to face the charges, along with a misdemeanor count for driving with a suspended license. The judge set bond at $10,000, 10%, with strict conditions including a ban on alcohol and mandatory monitoring. McMullen is also barred from three local businesses, the BP store in Bad Axe, Fast Freddy's in Ubley, and the Shell Corner truck stop at Ubley Road and Sand Beach Roads. A probable cause conference is scheduled for August 6th with a preliminary exam set for August the 14th. A 20-year-old Midland man is facing a felony assault charge following a road rage incident in Bay City that was captured on a vehicle's dash cam. Authorities say the confrontation happened Wednesday around 5:30 p.m. at the intersection of South Mountain Street and West Thomas Street, where a Ford Fusion and a white SUV were involved in a minor traffic collision. Investigators say the driver of the Fusion, identified as Rowan Kratzer, exited his vehicle after the crash. Dashcam video shows the SUV beginning to move forward before stopping. After the SUV driver got out, Kratzer allegedly struck him with a single punch, causing the man to fall to the ground. According to the Bay City Police, Kratzer later told officers he did not see the SUV before the crash and believed he was about to be hit when he threw the punch. He also told investigators he did not intend to seriously injure the other driver. The injured man was taken to a hospital where medical staff diagnosed him with a brain bleed. Prosecutors have charged Kratzer with assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison, and a possible $5,000 fine. During his arraignment on Thursday, a judge set bond at $10,000 cash surety with a 10% provision. And health officials in Huron County are urging residents to take precautions after a mosquito sample collected in Seaboyne Township tested positive for the West Nile virus. The positive mosquito pool was identified through routine surveillance by APM Mosquito Control. Officials say there have been no reported human cases of West Nile virus in Huron County, and the overall risk of infection still remains low. Mosquito monitoring, testing, and control efforts will continue with added attention focused on the area where the positive sample was found. Residents are encouraged to reduce their exposure by limiting outdoor activities around dawn and dusk, using EPA-approved insect repellent, wearing long sleeves and pants, keeping window and screen doors in good repair, and removing standing water around homes where mosquitoes can breed. Additional information about West Nile virus is available from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And we'll be back right after this.
Bye. life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servant.